six episodes. She said playing the part has been one of the highlights of her career so far. New images have been released of the third...
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to this week's Kent Biz Connect radio show with myself, Martin White, and my co-host...
And me, Brian Wakefield.
And our guest in the studio today is Gareth Powell from Play Mountain Video and Media.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you, Gareth. Great to see you, Brian, too.
And you, Whitey. And you. Gareth, how are you, mate? You keeping well?
Very well, thanks, Brian. You all good?
Always, always marvellous, always marvellous. Just some days more marvellous than others.
It's we've kind of coined this the positive business show, haven't we? It's the good news business show, I think. So we're trying not to focus on anything negative that may or may not be happening out there at the moment, which is great. So we won't mention that traffic chaos last week that we all got caught up in on the M20. There's no need to go there, is there?
No, we're not going to go there.
Because it's a given. It's going to happen every week, isn't it?
If you went there, you'd probably still be there.
Exactly. So none of us went there. But what we are going to talk about, Brian, is we've got some exciting news, haven't we, potentially?
Yeah, I always like to have a look at the news over the last couple of weeks or so and anything else that's going to be affecting us. And the one thing that caught my eye, and I'll bring both of you in on this, is the DSP. Ever heard of that? No, I'll tell you what it stands for. It's a Digital Skills Partnership has been set up. Basically, it's an enterprise, if you like, to bring businesses, public sector and the charitable sector together. Now, that's coming under something called CELEP, S-E-L-E-P, which is a Southeast Local Enterprise Partnership. That's the last time I'm going to say that in full, so remember it. And basically, they'll be coordinating it to look at kind of digital skills shortages, really, in the southeast, Kent, Surrey, Sussex, Essex. And one thing that actually alarmed me is over the last year, there's been 35,000 vacancies, job vacancies, in the digital sector, which really includes websites, software developers, programmers, coders, that kind of thing.
Social media, I guess, is in there as well.
Absolutely is. So 35,000. And I just think, you know, every time I go out, everybody leaving school, university, all the 20-somethings, they're never off the phone. Mm. You know, you see them in a pub, a restaurant, football, wherever it is, and they're living their whole life through a phone. So they love digital. Mm. So why has there been 35,000 vacancies in Kent, Sussex and Essex, and they're really struggling to fill those jobs and then to keep them?
It's a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because I think, you know, a lot of school leavers really struggle to kind of get a foot on the ladder, don't they?
Yeah.
And yet they are, as you say, they've got all these kind of soft skills outside of kind of work experience, which is clearly what they need to get that kind of foot on the ladder. And there's all these businesses crying out for those kind of skills, but for some reason we don't seem to be able to match them up, Gareth.
I mean, I've tried to be proactive with getting school leavers or trying to find, I mean, look at YouTube, the amount of people that, even younger generation are on there producing content. I'm trying to find local students or, you know, school leavers. It's so difficult. Yeah. I've put so many, you know, shout-outs to put, you know, on Facebook and yet, on LinkedIn.
Why won't they do it then? Because presumably it's what a lot of them want to do and are doing it.
Mindset, maybe. I've got a lad that's working for me at the moment. He's 20 and he loves filming. And his whole world revolves around filming. And to me, that is the great... I don't care about his qualifications. I don't care about, you know, he's on time, he's punctual, and he just loves cameras. And to me, that is the perfect combination for me for a business to actually take somebody to, you know, a client and actually say, "My, there's another cameraman of mine I'm using," and he just gets it, you know. And that's what you need. You need someone who's passionate about
it.
You know, today's
generation.
But you
can teach them how to hold a camera, can't you?
You can't teach them the passion, though. They've got to have the passion. And and to me, I've seen that over the years. It's just like trying to find people with that passion. I mean, the thing was also, Brian, you mentioned that everyone's got a phone, holding their phone. But have they been taught the business acumen how to use that? So that's where we come in. And actually, if they find that passion, have got it, we can show them that, you know. And plus, they're coming with their own ideas. They've come in with I'm not using that, you know, I'm not using Facebook, I'm using this platform, and this is getting, okay, let's try that, you know.
Well, maybe,
maybe have they been taught any more than to take photographs of their dinner or something? Yeah.
Well, exactly that. So, but, you know, we can teach them that, and we can show them a business sense rather than actually just, as you rightly say, there's an influence on Instagram that, you know, as you say, show their dinner or makeup or something.
Maybe it's down to business owners to kind of take more of a lead here as well and say, look, you know, we know there's a skills shortage in our business in this particular area. You know, we're not particularly clued up when it comes to digital across the board. We need to do more about that. And, you know, whether it's apprenticeships or whatever, but it is quite a startling statistic, isn't it? 35,000.
It's crazy.
Vacancies.
It's huge. It just really kind of stuck out for me when I saw it, and I didn't for one minute imagine
Select putting some money behind all this, Brian? Have they? Because it's a sort of public-private partnership kind of setup that they're advocating here, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I haven't seen anything on the actual figures. As you say, there's various people going to get involved. It's relatively new, so I guess there are going to be different levels of partners, sponsorships. Somebody will, or various people all over the place, will probably jump on it and think, here's an opportunity. Good. Let's get involved. Let's get behind it. And no doubt there'll be some finer detail of the money and stuff like that. But yeah, who's going to kind of drive it, really drive it?
Yeah. Well, we'll keep people updated on that. It's certainly an interesting thing to look out for. I mean, Celeb are the sort of the gatekeepers in many ways when it comes to kind of budgets for things like this that kind of come down from on high at central government level. So we'll keep our eyes and ears open and update people as to what transpires moving forwards. But what we ought to do is give our listeners today the opportunity to interact with us if they would like to.
So
Kent Biz Connect, we do have our own Twitter handle, which is our preferred medium, if you like, for engaging with the listener. It's Kent_biz. So if you've got something that you would like us to read out live on the radio and give you a shout out, please do get in touch with us on the Twitter. And we've got a live feed here in the studio, so we'll keep an eye out for that.
On the Twitter. It's almost like saying, look at our FaceTube channel.
Yeah, that's all right.
But should we, for the uninitiated, should we give a little overview as to kind of what we're here and what we're all about, why we're here and what we're all about, Brian? What is
I think that's always good, just in case there are a few people out there that have never heard of us or never tuned in before. So, what's your take on it, Whitey?
Well, I guess for me, it's about helping businesses connect, ultimately. And that might be on any number of different levels. We've got a fantastic guest in the studio today who specialises in video marketing content. So, if you were a business that wanted to get more clued up in terms of your online video marketing messaging, then, you know, that's a great opportunity to learn today from our studio guest. I think on a fundamental level, we're looking to share business opportunities with our audience, aren't we? I know you run a very successful business networking group. So it's about, you know, getting those opportunities out there as well so that people know this is happening, that's happening, and that they can kind of get involved with that on that level, as well as kind of connecting with physical businesses to do business. So
I agree, it's pretty much how I see it. As you say, you and I co-host, present and run the show, so we try and split it between it's adding value, really. It's adding value to your clients through Supply My Business, gives them an opportunity from that platform, and also of course BBN through our meetings in Bromley, Dartford and Maidstone. So BBM members are the kind of go-to people to give them yet another opportunity, really. And, of course, then for the listeners, and they've got a chance to learn some stuff and connect. So it's all about connecting, isn't it?
Right, so on that basis, what we're going to do, I think, is we're going to kick off with some of the kind of stuff that's happening here and now this week and possibly over the next couple of weeks here in Kent that people might want to get involved with. And then, Gareth, if we may, we'll come on to you in the second part of the show. We'll play a bit of music to kind of give you a proper intro.
A little link. We do like a little link.
We like a little
link. And see if Whitey can spot it.
Sounds good to me.
That's always a good game.
But for the meantime, what we'll do, Brian, if we can, is you probably need to shuffle across and do your
I'm gonna have to wheelie over the other side of the studio,
do your Harlem shuffle across the other side of the desk, but I'll kick off. So one of our good friends, in fact our host here at Channel Radio, is the brilliant Kent Space in Ashford, and as well as Ashford, they also have another site in Chatham, and they're very keen for us to just give them a quick shout out for their networking that's happening this Wednesday at Chatham. It's Kent Space Chatham. It's in Lordswood, which is Medway City Estate, I believe, down there. So they'll be running that from 5:30 this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So do pop along. There's always free nibbles, plenty of networking opportunities there. So if you're in and around Medway, that's something to put on your radar for Wednesday evening. But also Kent Space, Brian, and I know you know all about this as well, are launching their new Ebbsfleet facility. So this is a serviced office stroke co-working space that Kent Space are setting up in Ebbsfleet, and they actually have a special offer that they're keen to promote at the moment. So they are offering 2 months free office rental. So the facility isn't open yet. This is a sort of an off-plan offer. I mean, obviously, they have all the information that they can share with businesses. But if you are a business looking perhaps for some co-working space, or more importantly, some serviced office space in and around Ebbsfleet, then Kent Space are your people. Sue McGowan probably is your best contact there. It's sm@kentspace.co.uk on the email. And as I say, they've got this brilliant 2 month free office rental offer that they're running on their new space in Ebbsfleet. So do get in touch with them and take advantage of that. Brian?
Yeah, they're expanding nicely, aren't they? So that will be the third one. So pretty much got most of Kent covered, I think. The 27th of March is a bit of a Metro Bank day, I think. Two reasons. Firstly, kicking off with a breakfast at 8:30 at Metro Bank at the Bexley Heath store. So that's a kind of, I think it's probably a monthly type effort that they put on there. So 8:30 at Metro Bank in Bexley Heath. Talk to Kelly Pavor at the Bexley Heath branch for that. And also on the very same day is a kind of after hours Metro Bank in Maidstone. Mm. So that tends to be a 6 till 7:30 type thing. And our friend Peter Searle at Business Doctors.
He hosts that, doesn't he?
He does.
So that's part of the FSB Connect kind of networking setup, isn't it, at Metro Bank?
Exactly that. So you can spend a large part of that day Metro banking.
Yeah. What are you going to do in the middle part of the day?
And
pay some money in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, stand in the queue to pay in some money or sneak a little bit of lunch somewhere. But
Well, on the subject of FSB Connect, there is a new After Six, it's called, networking group that's launching in conjunction with the FSB. The brilliant people at the Ashford International Hotel, the MS Therapy Centre, that's the Multiple Sclerosis Therapy Centre in Kent, and also us at Supply My Business. So we have a new monthly evening networking format that we're launching this Wednesday. We would love to see you there. It is at the Ashford International Hotel, of course. It's from 6 o'clock in the evening, and I think at the moment we've got nearly 60 people booked onto that.
Oh, okay.
And part of the reason, I think, for the kind of the interest in that is because we are doing it very much as a collaborative effort. So we're kind of pooling all of our joint networks, if you like. It's a free to attend event. There is an Eventbrite booking link. Everything we're reading out now is also on the Supply My Business community page as well, so you can look it all up there afterwards. But we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday evening.
Excellent. And on the subject of hearty breakfast, there's another hearty breakfast being put on by our friends at SNS Law in Maidstone. So you've got Gareth Scott, John Newcombe and the team. So actually, Wednesday the 3rd of April at 10 a.m. It's quite a civilised time to start the
isn't it?
Actually, you could have breakfast on the way to your breakfast.
Brunch.
Doing that. Brunch. I like that, Gareth. And that's at their offices at Denning House on the little, I call it, on the little one-way system in Maidstone.
They've got a brand new sign as well, haven't they? So you can't miss them as you come down the hill. It's this enormous sign that they've now got outside their
offices. I saw a picture of that with the four of them stood outside it on the sign unveiling. And I did comment that they looked almost human. I just thought it was part of the sign, but it was actually them as real people.
It was real people.
I posted that at the Ace of Base that I saw the sign, because it is like a billboard.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So roll up, get your legal advice.
And I think that's a freebie as well, but obviously they will be taking donations for the Heart of Kent Hospice on the day.
I think they're suggesting just £5 a head as a donation.
So we'll see you at that. But Brian, you've been very remiss, because having hosted a networking evening on Wednesday this week, on the 20th, we will also be up at Dartford, won't we, on Thursday morning for BBN.
Yeah.
So are there any spaces available? Can you still get in at BBN Dartford this week?
No.
Charming.
No. There you go. Yeah. Actually, unless I kick you out and make some room for some proper people to come. It is chock-a-block. Obviously, it's unlikely that we'll get any cancellations between now and Wednesday, but it's possible. So that can happen, one or two. So there are people on a waiting list that you can drop a text to. But by all means, yeah, if somebody does feel that they want to come to BBN Dartford on Thursday, at least let's have the conversation.
So how do we let you know that we're interested?
And the best way, really, initially, is to look at bbnetworking.co.uk. And then, as I've said before, we're old-fashioned kind of guys. You will actually have to have a conversation with me. So it's not all done electronically. So they'll have to ring me and have a conversation if I don't know you. If I do already, if I don't like you, I know how bad you are, so I don't need to find that out. So, we can get in that way.
Good. Now, 29th of March. We said we're not going to focus on anything negative today, and we're not. We're actually going to turn a potential negative into a positive.
29th of March, I know that. That's the next BBM Maidstone meeting, Friday week.
Well, there you go.
Someone might be filming
something else that's positive happening on that day. But at the Ashford International Hotel, they are hosting a comedy club, Comedy Night. And this is the official UK comedy club, so you know it's going to be a quality evening. I think there's three comedians. It's at the Ashford International Hotel, 29th of March. I think people tend to get there about sort of six-ish. There's a two-course set meal with comedy and three comedians, and there's even a disco afterwards. I can't remember the last time I went to a disco, a long time ago. But there is a special offer. If you quote Supply My Business, you can have all of that for just £26 per person. So if you're a business out there, Kent business out there, and you need to go out and kind of have a bit of a team evening, a team night out, and do something a little bit different, then get yourselves along to the Night of Laughter at the Ashford International on Brexit Day.
Good Lord, yes it is. You've said it. Mention it once, think we got away with it. He said it. He's mentioned
pop.
Tell him, Gareth, he's mentioned Brexit.
Of course, we may not be leaving now. When we're now kind of beholden to the EU, as if we weren't previously, and they now need to decide if they're going to let us extend the time frame or not.
I don't think there's any chance of us leaving on the 29th now, is there?
It
surely
doesn't look like it, does it?
How can they? Because nobody has got the first idea about what's happening. Right. So how on earth could we possibly leave?
I think we'll
on Friday
just,
week.
Everybody's just kind of carrying on without the kind of government, aren't they? It's like, you know, you guys get on with what you want to do, and we'll kind of get on with running our business and try not to interfere with what we're doing, please.
The sun will rise the next day.
Exactly, exactly.
It still will, Gareth, won't it? That's the thing.
Just... Although we are in Blighty, so it may rain the next day. So
just, That's another thing we can't mention. Brexit, traffic, or rain.
About the weather. No.
Interferes with his golf terribly.
Right, what else we got, Brian?
I'm just going to briefly harp back to this. This what a day it is, Wednesday the 27th. So we've spoken about a couple of events.
Yeah.
It's the last Wednesday of the month, so this may well have something to do with it. There is, of course, BBM Bromley, first thing in the morning. And immediately after that is our friend Gary Johnson at Network Kent.
Oh, yes.
So he has his last Wednesday of the month affair.
Bridgewood Manor
event.
Hotel.
Exactly that. Mm. Bridgewood Manor Hotel, right on the junction of the M2, top of Bluebell Hill there. And that tends to be a kind of 10:30 to midday type of thing. So
very popular event, that, I know.
It's good, yeah. Mm. Meet some different people there, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Some,
£10 on the day, is it? Or do you need to book in advance for that?
It's always better to book in advance, I think, because otherwise he doesn't know if he's going to get 20 people or 120, which is never great. Mm. And we can't be running out of coffee. That would never do. So I'm sure there are one or two that turn up on the day, but no reason to. Book in on the Network Kent website or drop Gary an email and you'll get in. So, yeah, you've got BB and Bromley, you've got Network Kent, you've got Metrobank Maidstone in the evening. Mm. So that is a proper networking day.
Mm. Gareth, is there any networking on your radar at the moment that we should be aware of? I mean, where do you tend to sort of do your networking?
Well, I've got a lovely group as BBN. I go to Maidstone and Dartford. And I also do ABG, which is the Active Business Group in Faversham.
Yes, I know you wanted to talk about that. Yeah,
yeah, they're a lovely little group. Mm. They've been going for nearly 18 years, I think. Yeah.
Jackie Offen at JJ
Jackie
Systems.
Offen, yeah, she's the lady that runs it at the moment as a chairperson. And yeah, no, she's really good. It's a lovely little group. It's a cooperative. It's not. It's a membership, but the membership is always ploughed back into the group, unlike other big organisations.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you know, they have days out. It's a very, very...
So it's run by the members for the members, which is nice, isn't it?
Cooperative network.
Yeah, it's a very difficult to say. It's very refreshing.
Yeah. That's every Tuesday, isn't
every
it,
Tuesday
I believe?
At Boughton Golf Club.
Oh, is it every week?
Every week, yeah, okay. It's every week. And the last Tuesday, it's at the Dove in... Dargate.
Oh, is it?
Which is a lovely little pub.
Right. What, breakfast again or
no, we have a dinner.
That sounds nice.
And the food is gorgeous, so if you ever get to the Dove at Dargate.
I haven't been invited to that one.
Crumbs.
Just come with me then, Mark.
Is that a pub you've missed out on, Whitey?
Well, no, not at all. I know the Dove very well.
I thought you might.
it's a bit of a gastro pub. It's lovely.
But, you know, one of the members, it's their brother, runs it, but the food is brilliant, so I would highly recommend. Anyone who wants to come, give us a shout.
I will definitely pop along to
Martin,
that one.
Martin, you'll be my guest.
Thank you, Gareth. Yeah, I'd love to.
So apart from BBN, I love BBN and Brian and all the guys. It's just
love
been
you too, Gareth.
And ABG, they're the only, you know, and obviously, like, you know, I'm a member of the FSB and a few others. And,
good, well, good. So. All right. Well, I think what we'll do now, Brian, is it's given people a lot of food for thought there in terms
There's
of...
There's a lot going on there, isn't
there? Yeah, exactly. In terms of planning their kind of diaries over the next couple of weeks. What we're going to do now, I think, is play a little bit of tunage, which will be a link to our guest today, Gareth, and see if people can kind of make that link for themselves.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well, I'm ashamed to say I have failed miserably there. I'm going to try that again with the tunage. So, hopefully everybody out there has made the link.
Was there a link there, Whitey?
There was indeed.
That was Buggles, wasn't it? Video killed the radio star.
It was indeed. And the fact that we're all here today clearly means that video didn't quite kill all the radio stars.
No, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
No, exactly. Although star is stretching star, it a bit.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think it probably is. But video certainly didn't kill all the presenters, let's put it that way. So, Gareth.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, Gareth Powell.
Thank you very much.
Play Mountain.
Yes.
So tell us, in a nutshell, what is Play Mountain? What do you do?
So basically, we provide cost-effective video solutions. So marketing, website, trade shows, videos that... So we do a full day. We create content that can be put towards loads of different marketing platforms, social platforms, and get you footage that can be not just used in one video, but used in multiple videos.
It's fair to say, I think, isn't it, that video has kind of exploded, certainly onto the kind of social media scene.
It's accessibility. I mean, I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and it was when I first started a digital edit suite, because we were still using tape to tape when I started in broadcast telly years ago. And a digital edit suite was 250k, you know, 250,000 quid.
Right.
And now you can do it all on a phone.
And that was just for an hour, probably, you know.
It's just, you know, cameras were 5,000-6,000, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for a cheap camera, you know. And now, say, everything's inbuilt into a mobile phone pretty much, you know, the software, the actual device itself. So accessibility is given... Everyone, you know, they become their own film director, their own producer. So
I remember having a conversation with a very, very good friend of mine who now runs the Apple business in Europe. So he's quite a senior guy, vice president at Apple. And I said to Mark, I said, what do you think about cameras on phones? I said, it's like, you know, people won't be buying cameras anymore. You know, phones are going to be the thing. And he said, no, he said, it will never take off. Which was probably the one thing he did say that actually didn't make sense. Because, as you say, mobile devices are content creators. I mean, they've made content creators out of all of us, haven't they?
No, exactly. I mean, we're all, you know, I've taken a photo of the microphone today, you know, posted it on Twitter and Facebook, you know, we can create content wherever we are. You know, video is just, I mean, I'm astonished by the amount of data that's out there. You know, we can produce content wherever we go, wherever we are. Mm. And again, back to that accessibility, you know, years ago, you'd have cost thousands to do it. And now you can just pick up a phone. And I mean, one thing though, I do say is I'll get a lot of questions now once the people have sort of mastered the phone. What camera can I buy? So yes, it's actually flipped it back on its side. Actually, people want to get that next level. Yes. Again, because you can't beat a decent lens.
No.
They want to go to the next. Well,
they want to go to another level.
Next stage. Well, I was going to ask that actually, because Pete Bresser, a very good friend of ours, funny enough, he's a guest on our show in 2 weeks' time. But aside from that, Pete has always said, he gets asked the question, "What is the best camera to buy? What's the best camera? What should I use?" And he always holds his phone up and says, "You've all got the best camera, and it's right there." Now, I think that's a very, very, very valid point. However, I don't think the skill's necessarily in videoing somebody. It's all the other stuff, isn't it? It's the editing, it's the top and tailing, it's perhaps adding music, it's perhaps adding the right words to it. Is that where you can kind of come in, Gareth? And
yeah, I mean, there are a lot of skill sets involved. I mean, I always say about the four elements of filmmaking. Planning is number one. So like any job, if you were to build a house, you need to plan it.
Mm.
If this radio show just doesn't happen by us turning, it may do, but
it did today.
Does it look like that?
Yeah. But you know, everything needs a plan.
Yeah.
So actually, planning is the most important key. Mm. Even if you do a Facebook Live, plan it. Don't just go willy nilly because you'll just become boring, you know, and you just waffle on, and people just switch off. Have a message. So planning is the number one.
Mm.
Number two is then in production. You know, understanding what you need. Mm-hmm. The main thing to have with your camera is actually a microphone.
Yeah.
Look at what we've got in front of us here is decent microphones. Mm. If it was really tinny, I'll turn it off like, you know, Martin did last week.
It's some of the best things happen by accident.
Yeah. The audio sounds awful. So actually, audio is actually more important than video. So, you know, we're in a radio station. Imagine if you had bad audio on a radio station.
Mm.
Killer. Mm. It's the same for video. If you've got bad audio, you've got a bad video.
Yeah.
So investing in a decent microphone for your phone, £35, you can get an IK multimedia iRig. It's the best £35 you could do. So investing in a small microphone, clip mic, it will enhance your videos by about 65%. Mm. Off the top of the bat, no qualms. You can interview people, you can get interviewed, you can do so much with a little microphone. Then I would say get a gimbal, buy a little Steadicam, like a Steadicam. So actually then you get some stability. Because if you've seen like Facebook Lives and people are like walking around and you've got basically it's just, you know, handheld.
Oh, yeah.
So basically gimbal just takes away the handheld feel and look. The third
are they
thing,
on a gyroscope?
Gyroscopes, oh, okay. Yeah. It's just, I mean, again, when I first started, a Steadicam suit was £10,000.
Yeah.
Now you can get a gimbal for about £60.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
£60 to £10,000. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
And that steadies it all down, doesn't it?
It just steadies it all out. It's just, but two pieces. So if you invest £100, a gimbal and a microphone, you've got and your phone, you've got a little production in your pocket,
right? Mm.
Then, as you rightly say, I mean, the post production is what takes the time. A lot of people don't realise that actually, once you film, is then actually the post production is really the time consumption.
Isn't it just one of the things that amazed me, and you do hear this, is that when Gareth and I did the kind of launch video, if you like, for BBM Maidstone. And we were there, we were wandering around. We were there for almost 2 hours at the end of the day to produce a 90-second video, basically. So it's getting the right sound, the right shots, the right movement, and
all of that. Making sure nobody's photobombed.
Yeah, exactly.
All that kind of stuff.
It wasn't a difficult shot either. I mean, we were up against the elements. We wanted to shoot it outside. So the elements were against us.
It was really windy.
Really windy. So we actually would have got really bad audio. Mm. So actually, for Brian to be in front of the camera with really bad audio, what would that reflect on his networking? Mm. It would actually say, "Oh, that bloke's a bit, you know, well, that video's a bit dodgy."
They'll probably do anyway.
But
they're all right.
So let me just kind of pick up on your first point, which is planning. You know, you've got to know what you want to say ultimately, or what you want to communicate.
How to do it as well. And where it's going, that's another important thing. Because, you know, where is your platform? What is it going on your website?
What are you going to use it for?
Exactly. Right. Yeah, exactly.
Because content marketing is kind of essentially what we're talking about here.
Exactly that, yeah.
When we say content, you know, we're using content as a marketing vehicle for our business. So what for you is the kind of the key to good content in a video, for example? If I'm a business owner and I'm thinking about, you know, having a video produced by yourself, for example, you know, where would you be kind of steering me in terms of what you want me to talk about, or, you know, what would be the...
I mean, there's loads of different videos we could shoot, but at the start, if you've got no video content, is what are your FAQs? What are your frequently asked questions? Mm. What everyone in their business have got questions that people ask, you know, consistently the same question.
Mm-hmm.
We've all got them, haven't we? So I'll be looking at those to start off with, because then that would create content for your website, that would create content for your social platforms, and then you can actually, the same video can be shared across multiple sites and platforms. So actually just answering your possible clients or customers' questions can actually be a really good video to make in the first start.
Right.
So I would look at what the questions that people are, or it could be of your industry.
Mm.
You know, those are the questions that people are asking.
So depends, it wouldn't necessarily be one video kind of fits all.
It's, no, not at all.
You know, today I'm going to tackle, a lot of people have been asking me about, I don't know, Windows 7 coming to an end this year.
Yeah, exactly.
So it might be a how-to video.
A how-to video.
So it could go on half an hour, because that's one of the things. People, I think, have an optimum concentration level, don't they? And I've seen some quite reasonably good videos, but have been 12 or 15 minutes, and I just think that's way too long, because there's a lot of noise, isn't there? There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of demands on your time. Do you feel that there's a kind of optimum length of video? Because I think they're a minute-ish, something like
that. Depends on the content.
Okay.
So, again, like you mentioned, the how-to video. So, like an opening the box video, a lot of people... So, if you've got, like, a product, a lot of people, like, product reviews... I like... If I'm... Because I'm spending a lot of money on products, as in cameras, tripods, you know, whatever. It could be microphones. I want to know if my 500 quid for a microphone is going to be well spent. So, I don't want to buy the wrong microphone.
Yeah,
I don't want to buy the wrong camera, or you know, it could be. It could
so
be
you need to really know the ins and outs.
So I need to research. So yeah, so actually,
and that's the key to kind of good content marketing, isn't it? I mean, we're all buyers in some shape or form, whether it be on a business level or in our private lives, and I guess we're using content as a research tool to help us make the right buying decisions, aren't we?
And YouTube has got, you know, they're biggest search inquiry is how to. So so that's why.
How
you
know, do I?
How to. Yeah, how do I?
Yeah.
So actually longer form videos on YouTube are quite fine, are quite good. Mm-hmm. So say product reviews, those how-to type videos.
I suppose it's what you're expecting, isn't it? If the viewer is expecting to see something that's 10 or 15 minutes long, then they're not going to be kind of disappointed.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I still scroll through them sometimes.
Yeah.
But it depends on the quality of those as well, because if it's one, sometimes you get one camera angle. So 15 minutes of one camera angle can be really boring.
Yeah.
So if you've got something that's produced pretty decent, you know, or to a decent level, then you'll actually watch 15 minutes or you watch 10 minutes, you know. But actually, if it's just one camera angle, because a lot of them have, like, you know, sort of like a rostrum type shot where it's over the top of maybe some food being cooked or something, you know, some sort of recipe, then that's going to be quite demanding on the audience to have one camera angle. Yeah. So we're starting to see as well with more sort of studio type equipment coming out.
And everyone's got a drone these days, haven't they? Have you got a drone?
No. Well, Gatwick Airport has.
I was watching something last night with my wife. We were watching, I don't know, it was Baptiste or something on BBC, and there was a sort of an aerial shot, and my wife turns to me and she said, they do that with a drone these days, don't they? You know.
Oh, and Arthur Debs, blimey. She's proper cutting edge all the time.
But it's true, isn't it? I mean, again, when you talk about the kind of the historical production cost to get a shot like that.
It was a helicopter.
Yeah, it was a helicopter. Yeah. And the British Airways ad, I always think back to, I think it was in the late 80s. I think it was called The World.
Yeah.
Where they had all these people kind of forming the world. And you know, that was a £1 million TV ad back in the 80s. And you think, crikey, you know, for those reasons, it was just so expensive.
I mean, drones have got a lot of legal issues around them.
Yes.
Yeah.
One or two.
I've got a guy that does drones
right,
for me.
Right, okay.
Again, it's very expensive equipment to buy. It's I could say another string to my bow, but it's the insurances around it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've got to have pilot licenses.
Yes.
And then you've got to be able to direct the footage and shoot the footage as well. And it's something I went, do you know what? Yeah. I'd rather concentrate on what I do and delegate it and get it. You know.
I mean, one of the things we touched on it earlier, but over the last 3, 4, 5 years, as Martin said, there's been almost an explosion of video content on social media and websites. So kind of why is that really? Because I know we get lots of tips that if you're putting out posts without video, it's going to fall down the rankings. It's not going to be as popular. It's not going to be as visible. However, that then, of course, makes it far more competitive because everybody's doing it. So I guess in a way, that's why you're not worried about it, about everybody doing their phone stuff, because more and more people want to just raise their shoulders above the competition and come to people like you and have a better job done.
Yeah, I mean, when I first started business networking, you know, sort of 6-7 years ago, that people didn't really see the value in video or, you know, marketing, or they thought it was out of their price range. You know, it's become full circle. I sort of picked up a loads of business, and then there was a period where actually I can do this myself, and actually what happens then, it's come, actually I can't do this myself, or actually I need to take it to another level. So I've done, so recently I did a whole shoot with a client, and then also did train them as well, so that they could do their own stuff as well as, professional side of things.
Okay.
So actually, it's a balance there. Yeah. As I always say, you can bring your Facebook Live marketing plans into it, because mm-hmm. Facebook Live is a great tool, amazing tool. Also do workshops on those. And it is a tool that you can use both professionally and inverted commas amateur as well. It is a tool, as again, accessibility is as I say, anyone can use it. So I will keep using that word. But again, as I say, thousands of pounds now to something in your pocket is...
Do you think it's reached saturation point? I mean, I'm thinking about LinkedIn, for example.
Well, I'd Instagram.
Right.
Let's go Instagram. You know, 70 to 75%. I had this that the other day. Mm. That 70 to 75% of all Instagram posts every day or each day are not even seen. Mm. So there's a lot, as you rightly said a minute ago, there's a lot of noise.
Mm.
So how do you fight with that noise? So you've got to start thinking of it, be a bit cleverer with it. You know, Facebook might not be your platform, but Facebook has got groups, really good, have actually started creating your own communities.
Mm-hmm.
So start thinking about those. You know, we're in a group, Brian, for BBM.
Absolutely, yeah.
So we can actually start posting, I might start creating content for a group or actually creating a group. So start actually thinking outside the box. Yeah. Actually, rather than try and broadcast.
Trying to reach everybody that everybody else is trying to reach.
Try and narrowcast. Mm. Narrowcasting is much more because you're actually getting your niche and you're going to go and look at...
I like that, narrowcast. Mm. That's going to be the word of the day, I think. Well, I like that, Gareth.
That's fine. I'll give you that one. So you want to look at... So that's when you start picking your audience up rather than actually... You know, just chucking it out there and chucking a few hashtags
expecting
on.
Expecting some of it to stick. Mm.
Yeah, exactly that.
I guess that was my kind of observation with LinkedIn. The kind of the sheer volume of sort of video posts that I'm seeing on LinkedIn, but also the style in which those videos are being produced. So for me, they're very sort of... they seem to be very kind of they seem to be cut very quick. You know, you're going from one shot to the next. And for me, it's almost, you know, it's reminiscent of a sort of strobe light. You know, it gives me a headache, frankly. And I just wonder whether or not people have kind of gone too far on that level from a production standpoint. I mean, what's your view on that? I don't take any message out of these quick cuts from one image to the next, or, you know, it really puts me off.
I get you. I mean, a lot of the stuff that we produce is to inform and educate.
Yeah.
I mean, that was what the BBC's mantra was when they first started, you know, and it hasn't really changed. I mean, you know, I love documentaries. I love, you know, films. I've always been passionate since I was a kid about it. And actually, the stylistic approach that I like to give away is to educate and inform people. And if you're going to do it where it's just...
Because that's what, fundamentally, that's what content marketing is, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, it's about sort of adding value through, as you said, perhaps answering your customers' most frequently asked questions. So, you know, if you think about someone that's in the marketplace looking to buy what you sell, what do they need to know?
Yeah.
And it's not about selling. It's about, you know, helping them.
I always say don't sell, you know, especially on your content. You know, why would you want to sell? I mean, it's creating that rapport. It's creating engagement. It's, you know, that's the type of content you want to create. It doesn't have to be rocket science.
Mm.
I see so many social media influencers, experts, you know, all these sort of phrases that people like to brand about. And they blind people with rocket science. Mm. Just be consistent.
Yeah. And be yourself, I guess.
Be yourself, be consistent, and create content that is of value. Mm. I mean, it's just very simple, a little algorithm that you can have yourself. It's on my website as well. Mm. It's just consistency plus awareness plus engagement. You know,
but it's not for everybody, is it? I mean, in the same way that, you know, not everybody will come on the radio show to talk about their business, you know, not everybody wants to appear in front of a camera. No. I mean, that for me is even...
It's the biggest block that I get.
Yes.
You know.
Well, so, some industries are probably harder than others to kind of portray. But then, of course... By the same token, some people are quite happy to do Facebook Live and all that themselves. Mm. Some people come to Gareth to get it done. And there are also people that say, well, okay, I don't want to do it, but we'll get a professional, not actor, but somebody that does it.
Voiceover artist.
So that's always an option, I guess.
Always
as well,
an option, isn't it?
Text graphics, you know, we've got, animation as well as we can add in.
Yeah.
It's not always, you know, about the business owner or the person. No. you know, sometimes they don't want to be on front of camera.
It's the message and the content that's more important.
If you're a small organisation, one-man band or whatever, then I suggest that, having a look at it, though.
Yeah.
You know, because actually, I hate that word influencer, you know. You know, it's just a buzzword at the moment, and everyone wants to be that. Yeah. You know, it's like entrepreneur or, you know. Yeah. But actually, it's...
Well, you can spot them a mile off, because they go onto your Twitter feed and you get followed by some random person in North America or somewhere that's got a quarter of a million Twitter followers, and you think, why on earth are you following me? Because you want me to follow you.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just a numbers game for them, isn't it?
And then you follow them and then they unfollow you.
They dump you.
It's just a numbers game.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, there's vanity states. Yeah. And I always say to people, don't worry about the vanity. That's why I said, you know, about the narrow casting. Focus on getting, you know, decent audience, you know, getting almost your clients.
So understanding your market and where to kind of reach them. And
exactly that. Mm. And it could be very much in setting up a Facebook group.
Yeah,
it could
set
be
up your own group.
Yeah, set up your own group. Yeah. Or attract groups. You know, I spoke to a car mechanic the other day and he said, I can't do any of that. I won't get any customers.
Mm.
Well, he does a lot of the tuning, you know, car tuning for high-performance cars. And I said, well, do you know how many Facebook groups there are for high-performance cars? I said, there'd be like a local BMW, Porsche, or clubs.
By a manufacturer, how to chip your BMW or whatever.
And you could target those, you know, groups.
Would have thought it'd do incredibly
well. Oh, it would do massive. And he goes, oh, right, okay, I can see it. And I said, well, it's just a simple video showing your diagnostic machines, etc.
Yeah.
And he's a lovely guy. And he's like, okay, yeah, I can see that. And I said, right, it would actually take you about 2 minutes to do it.
Yeah.
You know, the planning would be, you know, quite a bit. If he wanted to do a little walk around of his machines, just showing people, this is what I've got. You know, it doesn't have to be a rocket science video. It doesn't have to be
some people just need a little bit of help with it because it's not their natural environment, is it, if you like. So, Gareth, how long have you actually been in the film and broadcasting industry then?
Well, I first fell in love with film when I was a kid. I don't know how many people know this, but Play Mountain means Spielberg in German. So,
it would, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so Play is Spiel and Mountain is Berg, and it's Spielberg. So when I learned German at school, that was what.
Well, there you go.
I'm glad you explained that one to us.
So that's how I got the name Spielberg, Play Mountain. I absolutely love Spielberg and just passionate about, you know, the film industry. I was lucky enough to work in the film industry. I was lucky enough to work in the broadcast industry. I started off in TV ads, started off in and then into the broadcast itself, into telly, TV, and corporate as
well. Your film advertising, music videos.
I've done music videos, music videos. All
you have
sorts
a little something
stuff
to do with Big Brother still.
Well, that's all finished now. So it's
thank God for that.
It'll probably end up on Dave or something.
Do you miss those days? I mean, those kind of big production, kind of BBC things.
I've done it. I mean, everyone's divorced on a film set. It's like, you know, we were based out in the Sahara Desert for months, and it's just, you know, you're away from your family, living out of suitcases. I did it for years, and you know, I met my wife, it was when we were going out, and I got made redundant from my film job. I was actually a PAYE, which is quite unheard of. And I ended up getting made redundant a month before our firstborn. And I just went, you know what, I can't do this anymore.
Can't go back to it.
I wanted to be a family man as well. So to balance family, you can't do that in the film industry.
No, you want to steer your own ship.
Mm.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it's become
a bit
more my own thing. Yeah. And, you know, I love it.
Well, you're very good at it. You're very successful at it.
25 years experience.
Over 20 years. Mm. I mean, it was quite funny because when I picked you up earlier, Brian, and I went in your loo, you had a picture of Clint Eastwood in from Fistful.
That's the American Room. Yeah, there's Marilyn Monroe in there as well.
Well, that was when I was 8 years old. That was the film set I went on.
Oh, okay.
Which is where Sergio Leone filmed
what, in the
Westerns.
Canary Islands, wasn't it?
No, it's Almeria in Spain.
Oh, okay.
Right. So you got all the it's a tourist trap now.
Amazing.
But they've still got all the studios there. So all the Fistful of Dollars, all the Sergio Leone.
That was your inspiration.
So I was taken there, and Spielberg was shooting a film when I was there when I was eight. And Harrison, he was shooting Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade,
yeah, yeah,
with Sean Connery and Harrison Ford. Yes. So in the hotel next to us was Spielberg, Harrison Ford, and Sean Connery. And so me, I was just starstruck.
As an 8-year-old,
And so incredible. And, you know, I'd already watched E.T. and all the others, and Jaws probably. And so, yeah, I just fell in love with it from that.
Right. We're fast running out of time. I know it's hard to believe, but
we've
nearly been on for an hour. Yeah. So, Gareth, just for people out there that would like to maybe understand more about the training courses that you do for Facebook Live, or, you know, more general training, or, you know, are perhaps thinking about a video for their business and they want to have a conversation with you, how do we get in touch with you?
I mean, the best thing is to email me or phone me. My details are all on the website, playmountain.co.uk.
Right.
Also, my email address is gareth@playmountain.co.uk, so feel free. Gareth J. Powell on Facebook, Gareth J. Powell on Linkedtin.
You slid the J in there,
didn't you?
Got
the J, yeah. I had to do the J.
I'm sure people will also be keeping a lookout for some of your video content. So they'll be looking at, I mean, Brian's BN, all of those kind of testimonial videos.
We've got
videos.
A lot more coming up, actually. Yeah, so Gareth's doing some filming at BBM Mason on the 29th. So,
what other videos should we be looking out for that are yours that you can kind of say, actually, that's one of mine?
Well, actually, there's loads of ABG members as well done. We've got lots of Alloway Timber. We're just doing AGK. We're doing a really big project with AGK. That's been great. A Small World, it turns out. Brian's partner works there.
She does indeed.
Yeah. And there was no nepotism involved whatsoever.
No. It came after.
Really Small World. But yeah, so that's been a really good
you're
project.
Off, you're the, sort of a bit like the songwriter that has their song sort of... licensed by a kind of a famous singer, aren't you? You're the unsung hero in many ways.
We half the stuff I've filmed over the years, I've never even seen it.
Yeah.
You know, it's either gone out on air or, you know, or gone to, you know, especially when you've done camera work for other people, there's the footage and then you never get to see the final product.
Because you're clearly happy to make it not about you, Gareth. So that's the kind of people we are.
Yep, exactly that.
Right. Well, we need to just end on a high note, and we've had some engagement, Brian, on the Twitter, which is always nice. So
who's stalking us now?
Well, I'd like to say a Kent Biz Connect hello to Janine Coomber.
Ah, yes.
At the University of Kent. So, Janine, thanks very much for your support today and for tuning in. That's at JA9 Coomber on the Twitter. Thank you for that. And we've also had a good friend of yours, I think, Gareth, Manjit.
Oh, hello, Manjit.
Manjit Sohal, who is a photographer.
Photographer, yeah. Manjit.
As opposed to a videographer.
Very synergistic.
The still version of Gareth.
Yeah. Yes, basically.
So thanks for tuning in, Manjit. That's brilliant. And the exhibition guy has also been interacting with us. So many thanks for that as well, Stephen Murtagh.
Oh, well, a big thank you, Janine, because, a quick 5-second shout-out. She's a lovely member of BBM Maidstone, lives in Herne Bay and travels from Herne Bay further than UIT all the way to Maidstone, and she's there early.
Brilliant. Well, thanks again. Do join us in 2 weeks' time when our guest will be Pete Bresser, staying on the kind of creative theme. But for now, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Bye for now.
Cheers.
Race, race, race.